This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is holding a meeting regarding the Indus Water Treaty of 1960 with Pakistan at his residence in New Delhi. India suspended the Indus Water Treaty in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil and senior government officials attending the meeting. The centre, in an affidavit filed before the Supreme Court, said that it brought amendments to the WAF Act 1995 to prevent abuse of WAF legislation, which resulted in the encroachment of government properties, apart from ensuring that the WAF boards in the country are properly administered and function with transparency. The preliminary affidavit filed by the Union Minister of Minority Affairs said there have been reported misuse of WAF provisions to encroach private and government properties. The affidavit said it is really shocking to know that after the amendment brought in the year 2013, there is 116% rise in WAF area. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha chaired a security review meeting with Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi at the Raj Bhavan in Srinagar today. DOC in charge Northern Command, Lieutenant General M.V. Suchendra Kumar, Deputy Chief of the Army Staff, Lieutenant General Pratik Sharma, and the DOC 15 Corps, Lieutenant General Prashant Srivastav, were present at the meeting. Earlier, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi arrived in Srinagar this morning. He was briefed by the Army GOC of the Srinagar-based 15 Corps on the overall security situation and actions being taken by the formations against terrorists within the Indian territory, as well as attempts by the Pakistan Army to violate the ceasefire along the line of control. Meanwhile, the Army Chief has reached Pahalgam to get a first-hand account of the situation in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terrorist attack on Tuesday, April 22nd, at the Besaran Forest Village in South Kashmir's Anandnag district. A day after India revoked the visas issued to Pakistani nationals in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to all chief ministers, asking them to identify all Pakistani nationals in the states. Sources said Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure the prompt return to Pakistan. The Home Minister will also hold a meeting regarding the Indus Water Treaty in New Delhi this evening. Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil and senior government officials will attend it. India suspended the Indus Water Treaties in the wake of the terror attack. Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam, saying inhuman elements have tried to strike at the soul of the country, but India will rise faster and higher. Speaking at a function in New Delhi, the minister said that the people of India stand united across every state, every faith, and with one voice.
What happened in Pahalgam was a cowardly, heinous attack by inhuman elements that claimed innocent lives. Those inhumans have tried to strike at the soul of our country. But they do not realize that India rises even faster and higher when challenged at this very core. The Prime Minister in a statement yesterday said that we will go to any extent. We will search high and low. We will ensure that we terminate such elements that even try and take innocent lives of our countrymen and women.
Leader of the opposition and senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today reiterated the party's support to the steps announced by the Union government against Pakistan in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terror attack in Anantnag district, which claimed 26 lives on April 22nd.
Every single Indian stands united, stands together, so that we can defeat what the terrorists were trying to do. It's sad to see that some people are attacking my brothers and sisters from Kashmir and the rest of the country. And I think it's very important that all of us stand together, stand united, and fight this nasty action that has been taken and defeat terrorism once and for all.
Benchmark domestic indices gave up early gains, ending in the red for the second straight session today. The 30-share index of the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, ended with a loss of 589 points, or 0.7% to close at 79,213. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 fell 207 points, or nearly 0.9%, to settle at 24,039. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium at Chennai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.